This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, again, we're back to the 24/7 365 news cycle, and you're on it. A lot of things happening 24/7 365 here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, Paul at a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com. Okay, so we were talking about grievance number 9, grievance number 19. And laying out all the things that are going on with grievance number 19. And we're going to, of course, be telling you about a little story going on in California so that you understand this tyranny part of when we were discussing grievance 19, this tyranny part. And this whole tyrannical situation, this whole tyranny thing happening that is pervasive in California. And it's been a, you know, real soft tyranny sort of building, and then all of a sudden, shazam, we get hit with something really big. That, and it's been quietly mulled over, and there was no big fanfare about it. Nobody was out ramping it up when the event occurred. And information moves slowly in California because it's a big state after all. How about maybe the press suppresses a lot of things? And news and information just doesn't quite hit you like it should. Or the importance of it doesn't quite hit you like it should, right? Well, that's the case of one farmer in Kern County, California. Now, I bring this up because I think it's very fascinating. Here you have a big congressional district up for grabs, in a sense, because the California Democrats have been focusing on this district. It is the district of Kevin McCarthy, currently in the House of Representatives, and he's picked, so to speak, to be the person to be taking the place of, well, Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy. So it's an important district. Now, keep in mind, and I alluded to this in the second hour, I think, that there's 53 seats in the House of Representatives from California. 39 are Democrat. We're almost to that total monopoly on seats. Right? Well, it's, you can say it's a monopoly by the Democratic Party. The monoparty system has struck again, right? So it looks like the Republican Party is going to be all but pushed out completely. So that's what's kind of going on. Now, I want to bring your attention to a couple of things. The soft tyranny that we've been talking about has come through by way of restrictions on the Second Amendment and the monoparty system passing at will, no one to stop them, because the governor supports it. Remember, he's a communist too, supports this notion of being able to control everything about your guns. So they've been passing legislation and suppressing, and of course, interestingly enough, the failure, my opinion, of the NRA to act in California, which, by the way, the vast majority of money into the NRA, from what I understand in terms of donations, comes from California. Yet the least amount of legislative assistance, the least amount, comes from the NRA to trying to stop these restrictions on our Second Amendment in California, thus imperiling the Second Amendment in general, because this, you know, the way California goes, the rest of the nation goes, right? That's the way it's all being designed to do. So now we have made a numerous step function increases towards massive restrictions of the Second Amendment in California by passing various laws, bullet button, and all this other stuff. And, of course, it's all focused on the evils, if you will, of the assault weapon ban. They want to insist on here in California, and all the things that go along with it. So numerous laws have been enacted, and one of the laws that's going on right now is this notion of having to register your firearms, okay? And as you all know, when you start registering your firearms with the state, that leads to the next thing of confiscation. Now, this is tried and true. You can go to Nazi Germany, you can go to the Soviet Union, you can go to China, you can go, any totalitarian dictatorship has always done this. It's the same old, register your guns, then we take them. And if you don't give them up, we kill you. That's just the way it works. And eventually what happens is a killing field develops in all these countries where this happens. Don't you hate it when this happens? So the founding fathers were not stupid. Even back then, they understood what a firearm meant, and they understood why, in fact, you had to have one. Why God gave you the right to have one without restrictions, I might add. Now this has become a big problem in California with the monoparty system, who wants to take away your Second Amendment right. That's why I say, because they control the legislature, because they control the governorship, and of course at the local levels they control through this whole thing called regionalism and so on, which is Soviet style governance. They've also managed to yank it up and choke it out. They've been able to overregulate you and overtaxate you over everything with you, in terms of the Second Amendment. Now, here we have a play on that exact same scenario that we've been fearing the most. When the jackbooted thugs in brown shirts show up to take away your guns, and then your next thing they come to do is show up and take you away, right? California farmer thrown in jail after complying with gun registration law. Member of prominent farming family faces felony weapons charges. It says, it is common knowledge among gun owners that California has imposed a plethora of strict gun control laws that appear to be more discouraging lawful gun ownership than preventing crime and violence. Let me say that again. They're more about discouraging lawful gun ownership than preventing crime and violence. At times, it can seem as though California's laws are designed to trap law-abiding gun owners with good intentions and transform them into dangerous felons overnight, even if they try to comply with the myriad of laws implemented by the state. It says, that appears to be the case for a rather prominent farmer in the Bakersfield area who was arrested and had his home raided by law enforcement agents after he attempted to comply with a state mandate to register his firearms and firearm accessories, according to KGET-TV. Jeffrey Scott Kirschemann, CEO of Kirschemann Farms, LLC, a chief supplier of potatoes used by Frito-Lay to make potato chips, was hit with a dozen felony gun charges by a district attorney on May 17th following a horrifying surprise raid on his home in April. Gee, wonder what that's all about. Well, we're about to find out. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, the story that we're talking about right now is about a potato farmer in Kern County who, quite a big potato farmer, actually. And it says what has happened here is that it's titled Tyranny. It comes from Ben Marquis, and it's really a pretty good article. And it says that Tyranny, California farmer thrown in jail after complying with gun registration law, and member of prominent farming family faces felony weapons charges, it says. It says here, Jeffrey Scott Kirschman, CEO of Kirschman Farms LLC, a chief supplier of potatoes for used by Frito-Lay to make potato chips, was hit with a dozen felony gun charges by a district attorney on May 17th following a horrifying surprise raid of his home in April. That raid by agents of the California Department of Justice was launched by Kirschman's attempted to register what the state has deemed an illegally modified firearm through the state's online self-registration website. The raid uncovered a dozen firearms, including hundreds of rounds of ammunition, two suppressors, and what was described as a multi-burst trigger activator. Okay. He was arrested and later released on $150,000 in bail. Kirschman is facing 12 felony charges for possession of assault rifles, the suppressors, and the trigger mechanism. Kirschman's problems began when he electronically submitted pictures of the illegally modified AR-15 firearm as part of his good faith effort to comply with a state law which requires the registration of assault-style weapons by the end of June. Joe Pilkington, a retired Kern County Sheriff's Office commander who is a court-recognized firearm expert, couldn't speak specifically about the Kirschman case with KGET, but he shed some light on the issue of California's confusing and frequently changing gun control laws. Just in the last few years, there have been lots of changes in gun laws, Pilkington said, making an effort and a good faith effort to comply with these really complicated laws should count for something. That remark was obviously a reference to the Kirschman case, which should serve as a warning to any other California gun owners who have considered registering their soon-to-be illegal firearms with the state through a state's self-registration website. You go to the website to get yourself arrested, raided and arrested. Boy, you know, these totalitarians couldn't ask for anything better, right? You, because you think you're doing the right thing by complying to their laws, you turn yourself in and get arrested. It could have been worse, you know. Rather than run the risk of being found in violation of the law while trying to make good on those laws, as appears to have happened with Kirschman, Pilkington suggested gun owners trying to do what the state considers the right, quote, right thing to do through a federally licensed firearm dealer instead. There is the self-registration application on the Department of Justice website, but it may be better to talk to an FFL. That's a federal firearms licensed individual. Someone who has a license to talk through whatever these complications are. It doesn't get better, does it? says those dealers can help explain some of the ins and outs of the complex registration laws, and while some may report potential violations of which they become aware of the state to state authorities, that risk is likely substantially lower than simply showing the state, here are my illegal guns for registration. Well, we here at the Conservative Tribune aren't ones to encourage lawbreaking, we nevertheless must remind everyone that registration leads to confiscation. Sometimes pretty quickly, as in this case. And is sometimes is something that should be avoided at all costs, if possible, for gun-owning supporters of the Second Amendment in an anti-gun state with unconstitutional laws. Well, what can I tell you? That's the state of California now. Sure makes New California start to sound a little bit more reasonable, doesn't it? Because that's not going to be the case in New California. Nope, not going to be the case.
Welcome to latest new channel. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe and press the bell icon button to get daily instant news alert. Click on the CC button to get automatic subtitle if you getting problem in audio.
Yeah, it is common knowledge among gun owners that California has imposed a plethora of strict gun control laws that appear to be more about discouraging lawful gun ownership than preventing crime and violence. At times, it can seem as though California's laws are designed to trap law-abiding gun owners with good intentions and transform them into dangerous felons overnight, even if they try to comply with the myriad of laws implemented by the state. That appears to be the case for a rather prominent farmer in the Bakersfield area, who was arrested and had his home raided by law enforcement agents after he attempted to comply with a state mandate to register his firearms and firearm accessories, according to KGET. Jeffrey Scott Kirschenman, CEO of Kirschenman Farms, LLC, a chief supplier of the potatoes used by Frito-Lay to make potato chips, was hit with a dozen felony gun charges by a district attorney on May 17 following a raid of his home in April. That raid by agents of the California Department of Justice was launched after Kirschenman attempted to register what the state has deemed an illegally modified firearm through the state's online self-registration website. The raid uncovered a dozen firearms, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, two suppressors and what was described as a multi-burst trigger activator. He was arrested and later released on $150,000 bail. Kirschenman is facing 12 felony charges for possession of assault rifles, the suppressors and the trigger mechanism. Kirschenman's problems began when he electronically submitted pictures of an illegally modified Arkansas 15-style firearm as part of his good faith effort to comply with a state law which requires the registration of assault-style weapons by the end of June. Joe Pilkington, a retired Kern County Sheriff's Office commander who is a court-recognized firearms expert, couldn't speak specifically about the Kirschenman case with KGET, but he shed some light on the issue of California's confusing and frequently changing gun control laws.
Well, you know, this is the long and short of it for California. This is the tyranny is here. And we saw this tyranny actually several years ago, the first time, when they just went out and started to enforce what was called the APPS program at the time, which, by the way, the Department of Justice was illegally skimming money from one account into another to support the APPS program. We found that out. Nothing happened because they can be lawless, right? And that's just part of the story. And, of course, we reported on that and were complaining that the Department of Justice is acting like a lot of Nazi brown-shirted thugs, jackbooted thugs, which they were. And in this case, they still clearly are. You see, they seem to be honing their skills and getting preparation for something, in my opinion. This whole notion of registration leading to confiscation. That's always the case, by the way. It's always the case where confiscation leads to gun control. Registration leads to confiscation. In fact, we're going to come back. I think we're going to article about that we're going to play. And also about this black student who takes the mic at Stanford. There is hope. And it's the hope, actually, in some respects, is coming from California. New California, by the way, solves a lot of these problems. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Hi, everybody. Today is February 13th, 2013. This is a must-watch video. It comes from Canada. A Canadian news anchor issued an ominous warning to Americans. He says to the viewers, warning Americans that gun registration will lead to confiscation. He shows how a step-by-step action laws that happened there in Canada are now happening in America. And he gives examples of other countries, too. He speaks about how his country, just like the United States, was comparing guns to military guns, even though there was nothing to compare them to except for looks. A lot of good information. You really have to watch this video. Living in Canada, Sun News Network anchor Brian Lilly has already seen where seemingly innocent gun control measures can lead. During a news broadcast this week, Lilly warned Americans that gun registration led to gun confiscation in Canada, and the same thing will happen in the U.S. if citizens don't defend their Second Amendment rights. He also told the story of Ian Thomas, who was charged for defending himself with a firearm against four men firebombing his home in Canada. There's actual video showing these men throwing Molotov cocktails at his home. And now this man is being charged for using a firearm to defend himself. He says, "We are at a state in Canada where they don't want you using firearms for anything ever." Lily said, "That's the push. And as we look at what's happening in the United States, that's what's happening." He went on, "So I've got a warning to my American friends. Registration will lead to compensation. And if you don't believe me, just look at what's happening here." Lily pointed out that the Obama administration is currently pushing to implement a national registry of gun owners in the United States, something the anchor said would ultimately lead to the confiscation of firearms. "If such a database comes into fruition, it will lead to confiscation," he said. Lily explained that such warnings were ignored in Canada at the expense of gun owners. He explained how some people refused to register their guns, and the government came in and took their homes, their cars, took their personal property because they didn't register their guns. Well, if they weren't registered, they couldn't take them, right? And much worse happened to these people. So you need to watch this video and you need to share this information. All right, bookmark my site. I'll keep everyone up to date. Please stay safe, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. I'm going to play. I think I got the clip, actually, from this guy. Let's see if we can get this... get through all this. Here we go.
"The gun lobby and its allies willfully lied about the bill. They claimed that it would create some sort of Big Brother gun registry, even though the bill did the opposite. This legislation, in fact, outlawed any registry. Plain and simple, right there in the text."
That was President Obama last April. "Well, the gun registrations have begun in the U.S. My question is, how long until guns are confiscated? I stayed away from a lot of news coverage over the Christmas break, but this photo and the story from our friends at TheBlaze.com, it caught my eye. It's a photo of gun owners in Connecticut lining up to register their firearms prior to the January 1st deadline. Last April, in the wake of the Sandy Hook shooting, lawmakers in that state passed a new gun control law that banned certain firearms deemed to be assault weapons. It also banned magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. But they said if you owned these things and registered them, well, you could keep them. Until that is, they decide they're going to confiscate them. The legislation was passed despite evidence showing that gun control of this sort does not work. New figures also show that despite record gun purchases in the U.S., gun crime's down on several fronts. The gun control lobby will tell you, oh, it's all propaganda, that gun control always works, and that no one will ever confiscate your firearms unless you break the law. Tonight I'll show you that these are lies, and I'll use facts, not emotion, to back it up. First, the confiscation issue. In Connecticut, the state government now has a list of every gun in existence that they don't like, and we know they don't like these firearms because they ban new owners from getting those guns or from owning 15 or 20 round magazines. But they promised you that if you just filled out the paperwork, you could keep your firearms and gear. This is not about confiscation, they told you. This is about safety. And it will be about safety until they decide that anyone owning these particular firearms is unsafe and they demand that you hand them all in. The ability to demand you surrender your firearms is written into Connecticut's Public Act number 13-3, also known as an Act Concerning Gun Violence Prevention and Children's Safety. All they have to do is amend the law slightly to force you to hand over your firearms or face jail time. Now, when Canada enacted its gun registry in the wake of the Montreal massacre, where 14 women died while sitting in a university classroom, there were similar fears raised about confiscation by law-abiding gun owners. They were told, well, don't worry, there won't be any confiscations. And then those gun owners watched as time and again firearms were reclassified as prohibited, meaning they were too dangerous for the public to own. Firearms like the Walther G22 carbine, owned legally for years, well, they were confiscated after a technician in a lab decided the public shouldn't own this rifle. Even after a conservative government was elected, largely with the support of gun owners on a promise to get rid of this sort of system, at least six new firearms were reclassified from non-restricted to prohibited, and everyone had their registered rifles. So they received a letter like this one. You are required by law to return your firearm registration certificates without delay, either by mail or in person to a peace officer or firearms officers. You have 30 days to deliver your firearms to a peace officer, firearms officer, or chief firearms officer, or otherwise lawfully dispose of them. Firearms were to be surrendered. No compensation was offered, and if you didn't surrender, well, they had you on a database. They knew where to find you. This is now coming to the U.S. through Connecticut, and it could spread. When they tell you, you must register or be put into a firearms database. Remember, this will only lead to confiscation when a politician or increasingly a bureaucrat decides that you, the public, can't be trusted anymore. Now, as I said, this law in Connecticut and other gun controls like it in places like New York, Colorado, or California, well, they were passed despite evidence showing that gun crime's down, that gun violence is down. Now, check out this story from the Associated Press, as published on the ABC website. Now, they're both reliable liberal news outlets that, there it is, 2013, fewest police deaths by firearms since 1887. And the story goes on. 46 officers were killed in traffic-related accidents, and 33 were killed by firearms. The number of firearms deaths fell 33% in 2013, to the lowest since 1887. That's shocking, the lowest number of police deaths by firearms in more than 125 years. So what's happening with gun sales in general, though? Well, they're going up. Bloomberg News, owned by anti-gun crusader Michael Bloomberg, reports that between 2008 and 2012, the number of background checks conducted when people attempted to buy guns, well, they were up 54%. There were 19.2 million background checks in 2012, and that number will be surpassed when the full 2013 numbers are in, because most states already report having more or an equal number before December's numbers are even counted. The Bloomberg story goes on to say, Sturm Ruger of Southport, Connecticut, the largest publicly traded U.S. gun maker, reported a 45% jump in third quarter sales this year due to high demand for new firearms, including the LC-380 pistol, the SR-45 pistol, and the Ruger American Rimfire rifle. Gun sales up, gun crime down, gun deaths are down, but new laws are headed your way. It's not about the guns, it's about the control, the ability to control you, your life, what you can own, what you can buy, and what they can take away from you. Last year, I issued a warning to America that gun confiscation was coming, that gun control laws would be tougher despite the evidence. Today, that warning rings louder. It's up to law-abiding gun owners to share this warning and arm themselves with facts in order to beat back the next assault on gun owners driven by emotion and fear.
Yeah. That's where we're at now, isn't it? That's where we're at. They're confiscating the guns. And he was trying to beat the deadline and went online and got himself arrested by his own actions. Just arrested himself. Because some bureaucrat said so. Somebody at the Department of Justice did that. That wonderful organization that's turned into a bunch of brown-shirted Nazis. Jerry Brown's Nazis. Or, I'm sorry, brown shirts. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah. Nothing like a little bit of Starbucks. You know, it's kind of interesting, this whole Starbucks thing. We talked about that. And I've been trying to... I probably won't be able to get to it until tomorrow. This whole thing with Maria Bartiromo and the head of Starbucks, his thing that was this whole race thing that they did closes. I'm going to see if I can get it for you, because I promise you guys I'd do that, and I might not be able to do it until tomorrow. I just didn't have it set for today. 2 days ago. This is as it was done then. Starbucks closing stores next month for racial bias education. Okay, I think I'm going to run this because it sets the stage. Because I'm not done with this. Absolutely, I'm not done with this. This is from MSNBC, CBS, Christina Podrisian. New Starbucks, CBS closes 8,000 stores. But I want Fox News. I want Fox News. Fox. Okay, because that, you know, this is... Fox Business, busyness. I know this is how it, this is how it's done during show prep, and I just didn't do it. I didn't get to this part. Give me a break. Let's try this one. See if we got it here. Just see if this is it. But this is a news story. It's got to be close to it. It's all about Fox News and everything. So I think this is probably it. Here we go.
It's from Albeda King, of course, the needs of Martin Luther King.
Albeda King, this is even better.
What do you think of this? What do you think of what they're trying to do here?
Fascinating report from Christina, especially about opening them to the public as a place you can use a restroom, sit around for a while, and you don't have to purchase anything. That may not have been the best solution because you can have it overcrowded, then your customers can't come in. It will affect the economy and their pocketbook and what Starbucks contributes in the area of jobs and all that kind of thing. So it can really have a different kind of impact on the economy from the perspective of just that. I think that it's very important, though, as they're working on inclusion and all of that. I've got a letter out, an open letter today, along with Brent Mozell from For America, and I'm Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, and saying, well, if you really want to deal with the question of race, don't forget now that you are allowing your employees, they want to contribute to Planned Parenthood, and you're matching those dollars and helping to kill little babies. So if you really want to stop racism, you need to deal with that aspect of racism as well and really come together as a community of one race, one blood, as you've heard me say so many times. But it's just a real interesting kind of a way that they're trying to help the whole overall problem, but then there's an elephant in the room and they don't want to see that one.
Yeah, you know, Alita, too, it cuts along racial lines, too. I hate to say, when white people were sort of polled about this, overwhelmingly they thought it was stupid. I'm paraphrasing here. African Americans, minorities in general, 8 out of 10 thought it was a good idea. What did you make of that?
Well, African Americans, because of the race issue, we've been persecuted so long. There's a lot of victimization in the African-American race. And Neil, you already know I'm part Nigerian, part Irish, and part Native American through the DNA test and all that that I've taken. So I'm one blood and one race. So I tend not to necessarily think only of the victimization of my African-American heritage, but the overall picture. And that's what my uncle said. We must learn, Martin Luther King Jr., we must learn to live together as brothers or as sisters or perish together as fools. So if we're going to be able to be brothers and sisters, we're going to have to see each other in that manner. But I sometimes think that the African-American community doesn't think fiscally, doesn't think money, because if everybody makes that for a new community lounge, refuge, let me rest, get in the bathroom, wash up and do all that kind of thing in the bathroom, then the customers are not going to necessarily be able to get in and buy that cup of coffee. So some of the Starbucks may find some challenges with their year-end dollar amounts. And so I don't know if everybody's thinking about that, Neil.
You know, my good friend Charles Payne here was telling me over the weekend, why not just return to being good human beings, period, regardless of race? If someone wants to use the restroom, you let them. It's not a big deal. It's not that onerous. It doesn't have to become a racial matter.
But don't open it up as a...
Well, yeah,
but
when I hear some of the things they're planning, like Howard Schultz reaffirming on tape that Starbucks is a third place, it's a safe place to gather apart from your home and your workplace, that they're featuring recorded footage and video of like-minded people talking about how we can all get along, and then the Chicago-born rapper Common in a segment here. It almost seems to border on patronizing, and I hope that wasn't Starbucks' intent, but for anyone just stepping back from this, you'd say, you know, maybe the strategy should be treat your customers and non-customers alike like people, and just be good human beings.
Goal. I believe that's their goal. When I was growing up with my mom.
Don't do all this other nonsense.
My mom said, don't even go to a neighbor's house or go to dinner without taking something. I was taught when you go into a store, make sure you buy something. So that's what I'm saying. If your intent is to go in, use the restroom, sit around, and not buy something, that was not the intent of these people who were persecuted, though. As a matter of fact, it seems as though they were just waiting for someone else to come,
right,
and they were
going
to have coffee and talk. So that was totally wrong. But it's kind of morphed into another kind of a look now that it may not be as successful.
Well, that was
but
the case
I'm available.
Of the store manager,
I'd be happy to talk race relations with them.
But a store manager in that Philadelphia case overreacted by having these folks arrested and all. But I don't know. There's got to be just a high priority on patience and understanding. And like your uncle and dad used to say, treating human beings like
real
human beings.
Real quick, Neil.
Sure.
Did you hear about the lady in the park and a family was grilling in the park and this lady called the police to have them arrested and she was saying, you can't use charcoal grills here, but everybody else was using the charcoal grills. And so she called, they were barbecuing while black, you know, or you're waiting at Starbucks to get a cup of coffee with some friends and talk while black. So we don't want that going on.
Anyway, Alveda King, I'm going to get Maria Bartiromo on there with the CEO tomorrow. It'll be there. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, you know, interesting, there's a new book out now by Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes, yeah. Ben and David Rhodes. You remember Ben Rhodes was the advisor to President Barack Hussein Obama and changed all the stories around about Benghazi. And David Rhodes, his brother, president of CBS, of course, covered it all up, using CBS News to cover everything up. That's just the way it rolls in Washington. New book out, though. kind of interesting. Says President Barack Obama was veritably shell-shocked in the wake of Donald Trump's election victory in 2016 and even asks aides, what if we were wrong? As he struggled to come to terms with Hillary Clinton's defeat, former advisor Ben Rhodes writes in a new memoir coming out in June. The book titled The World as It Is highlights efforts by Obama's brain trust to reassure him that he would have won re-election if he were allowed to run for a third term. But Obama remained alternatively optimistic and dejected, according to Rose, who has been feted as an aspiring novelist turned national security wunderkind. Sometimes I wonder whether I was 10 or 20 years too early, Obama told aides, according to their memoir. Maybe we pushed too far. Maybe people just want to fall back into their tribe. I said he was too early. They should have put Clinton first, then him second. That's just me. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.